Waking Up Singapore. Can I get up? The Big Show on Kiss 92. Can I get up?
Good morning, Singapore, and welcome. It's Tuesday already.
I know.
Before we know it, it's going to be
Wednesday,
Friday.
And then Thursday, and then Friday.
Time is just passing by. Maybe it's because it's so hot.
It is. It's kind of warm in the studio again, right?
It is a little.
We need to get maintenance to come in and fix the aircon.
You know, when I was driving yesterday afternoon, the temperature outside was 40.
No way.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is
possible. I was looking at 40 degrees in my car.
And this is awful because for things like air travel, it could affect planes taking off. Because there were a few cases in Greece a couple of years ago that they could not take off with the luggage because it was too hot for the plane to take off. So they had to offload all the luggage, leave it behind and take the passengers ahead. So this will cause a lot of delays in flights as well.
Global warming is real, guys.
It's
crazy.
It's real.
And I'm just thinking about my golf, you know. Could my golf be threatened as a result of this? Can
first
you imagine?
World problems, yes.
I mean, it being too hot for us to get out there on the golf course. And he's speaking of golf and all that, my friend Nicholas Fang is tuned in right now and he's, who's the guy? Kyle, meet Nicholas.
Oh, hey, Nicholas.
Nicholas, meet Kyle.
How's it going, Nicholas?
Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
So it is Tuesday, which means we have Therapy Tuesday and we're going to be talking about the ABC of CBT.
What?
Oh. Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. You'll understand.
Sounds
the lingo.
Serious.
Yeah.
I'll catch on.
CBT is basically cognitive behavioral therapy, and we're going to be talking about negative thoughts today.
Wow. Dropping lots of huge acronyms. In fact, we're going to be talking about droppings as well.
Oh.
Poo-poo. Caca. That's what we're talking about
caca.
Real soon.
That's exactly what we like. All right. Here's Like I Do on Kiss 92. Stick your finger in your ear hole and just pull down a little bit, feel a little bit of a stretch, and then at the same time, breathe through your nose. This is what I read.
What?
It'll calm you down.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it'll calm you down. I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
I thought it was a Taylor Swift reference.
I know,
there.
You were going off on some tangent. We weren't sure where you were. it's like, hello, Glenn.
Trust the Glenn.
Good morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
So try that. Try that today. I mean, we can't do it right now because we've got our headphones on and all that, but maybe later between songs, you try that. Just stick your finger in there and then just pull it down a little bit.
Okay.
Feel a little bit of a stretch there. Uh-huh. I mean, it'll make you feel good, actually.
Yeah.
And then just breathe steadily through your nose, as in breathe in and breathe out through your nose.
You'll come to realize that he has these random facts in his head, and most times they are true. Most.
TikTok.
There you go.
We spoke about TikTok.
But it's social media, right?
Yeah, it is.
And then you try it and you go like, oh okay.
See, I don't know if this is like some sort of a placebo, but I actually have an itch in my ear now. I'm like, Glenn.
Like this urge to put your finger in your ear.
Glenn, bro, help me, bro.
come.
So, question. Yeah. I've got this itch to ask you as well. When's the last time y'all went for a walk in the park?
Oh, it's been a while for me, actually. Mm.
Yeah, man. I used to bring Biscuit to the Botanic Gardens all the time.
I mean, I walk Tofu every evening, but not in a park.
I love
around
this.
The block.
You know, all our dogs, I think, have food names. Biscuit, Tofu, mine's Cherry.
Oh, there you go.
Biscuit,
nice.
Tofu, Cherry. Yeah.
Okay.
Put that together.
I like Cherry the best.
Bake a cake.
Oh, I like tofu the best. Sorry.
Tofu is like, after a while, gelat.
No, not really. I'm not tired of him yet.
You're walking in the park and you see bird droppings on the floor.
Mm.
Okay.
Look again. It might not be bird droppings because a rare crab spider has been discovered in Upper Salata Reservoir.
Oh.
It's actually called the bird dropping crab spider. Now, this is not a spider that drops birds on you. It looks like bird droppings.
Yeah? Okay.
But it's a spider.
So there are actually two common variants seen in Singapore, but the one that was actually sighted is like super rare. Very, very rare.
Okay.
It's white. Uh-huh. It's white. The front legs of the spider, imagine this, the front legs of the spider look like the legs of an Alaskan king crab.
Okay.
You know, you walk along Boat Quay and you see those Alaskan.
Yeah.
The front legs look like that. It's hairy. It's white and hairy, and apparently it smells like poo-poo.
Oh, ew.
Yeah.
Are they small, big?
Well,
I mean, do they know the size of
it? Well, it smells toxic, but is it
I wouldn't eat it.
Will it attack?
No. I really don't think. I think these arachnids would probably just scurry away when you're near them.
So it's not venomous.
All spiders have some sort of venom. Mm.
It could crawl into tofu's ears.
Why tofu? Biscuit's ears stand up, don't they?
Because tofu is so big.
No, but tofu, you see, biscuit is smaller and lower to the ground. Yeah. The chances of the spider crawling into biscuit's ears are probably higher.
Well, if it's any consolation, the photo that was posted on the Straits Times was of the spider eating a cockroach. So it's not that big of a spider. In fact, it's got a pretty sexy name.
It's not that small either.
Look. Any spider that can eat a cockroach. Yeah, exactly. You're talking about a regular-sized cockroach.
50 cent size is not that big one.
Oh, my goodness.
That's quite large, though. I mean, I haven't seen spiders eat cockroaches, so...
I'm gonna step on these.
No. Arachnids. Bro, you know what? Honestly, there are three types you need to look out for, okay? The white one is called Phina arachnidecipiens. That's the white one. There is a black one. The black one is called Phina arachnitubosa. Looks like blackbird poo. And there's a brown one as well. This one's my favorite one. It's a Phina arachnicylonica.
Cylonica.
I want to see photos of these arachnids.
Yeah, it's on the Straits Times.
Okay, we'll have a look.
Okay, all the colors.
Yeah, all the colors.
Right. Okay. Your voice cracked there for a while.
Trending quickies coming up at 6:18.
What's hot and what's not trending
now? Glenn's trending quickies.
Oh, some sweet news. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. It's like sweet news and then Jeff Bezos?
Yeah.
What? Jeff Bezos and his fiance Lauren Sanchez are giving away $100 million as part of Bezos's annual prize to individuals who make significant contributions to society. This year's winners, each receiving $50 million, are actress, entrepreneur Eva Longoria.
Yes, I read about that. Yeah.
And a guy named Bill McRaven, a retired Navy admiral and former chancellor of the University of Texas.
Ah, okay.
$50 million.
$50 million. Yeah. Pocket change.
Wow. Remember Dubai Land?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Which they said would be the Disneyland of the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Well, construction started and then the program stalled.
Oh no!
And it sits there, partially constructed. They started working on it. And this blew my mind because I'd heard of it, but I didn't realize it was such a long time ago. 2003.
Oh, wow. So
it's been
like
21 years.
They got like sandcastles, like half-finished sandcastles out there in the desert.
It'll make a good set for a movie.
This is true.
Right.
This is true. If
with all the sandstorms.
Yeah.
Dune 3.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay, Jenny McCarthy, remember her?
Mm.
And Donnie Wahlberg are going to celebrate their 10th wedding anniversary by renewing their wedding vows.
Nice.
They're so in love. Such a sweet couple.
They are.
And I love Jenny McCarthy. And finally, there's the 25-year-old woman, this is fascinating, from Las Vegas, who went to a tattoo parlor and got a tattoo that's a QR code. Scan it, and it plays the Rick Astley song Together Forever. How about that for an idea?
Some people have way too much time on their hands.
That's it for Trending Quickies. Way too many dreams. A million dreams. You'd be messed up. Pink. But it's good to have dreams, though.
It is.
Maybe not so many dreams.
Yeah, pick one or two.
Yeah. It's Glenn, Angel, Kyle with you. Am I correct? Yes. For a moment, you looked at me like that. I'm like, did I mention FD?
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Well, FD is away.
In Spain.
And in FD's place is Kyle Ravin.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Okay, now, because you're new to the show for this week, this is where I talk about Tech Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
So I talk about stuff that's trending in the digital world.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask a question. Let's all be honest. Have we, any of us, ever digitally altered our photographs?
I don't even know how to do it.
Oh, well, okay, I have. Kyle, have you?
Digitally altered photo.
Okay, it could be adjusting the filters, you know, brightening up the photo, changing your skin color because it doesn't look so accurate. You know what I mean? It could be anything like that.
Yeah. I've got a friend who has a beauty app.
Oh, yes. Yeah, lots
they
of people
use the beauty app.
They use this app called Snow.
Oh,
and Snow.
It makes you look
see,
like
the ladies are saying
they're
this.
Nodding
yeah.
their face. Yeah, okay. That's right. Okay.
What's the most popular beauty app? I mean, does anyone
I have
know?
No idea.
Shalini? What's the most popular beauty app?
I think people use Snow, B612, and Meitu.
I've heard Meitu. I've heard B612. Yes.
So okay. the camera is, basically,
it's already filtered.
I see.
Yeah. Mm. Just like my selfie camera, you can adjust the beauty settings on that. So smoother.
That's cheating.
It is cheating.
Why is it like for us?
I don't know.
When we take a photo and we post it, right? That's it. You know, what you see is what you will get.
Okay.
For me, I've got a lot of craters in my face.
Dear.
You know, like Mark Lee, like that.
No one is like Mark Lee. Bro.
Okay. Anyway, speaking of digitally,
very rough. That one.
Speaking of digitally altered photographs, the internet was recently plastered with allegations of a photo of the Princess of Wales that had been manipulated.
Yeah.
Right. So they thought. So if you want to know if an image has been altered or faked, I've got some clues that can help you. The first thing you should pay attention to is abnormal lighting. Check the eyes for reflection points. If the size and color don't match with the location, because it's a reflection, or if they look different between the eyes, then you might have cause to be suspicious. Now, the way subjects and objects appear in reflective surfaces in an image as well can also provide clues. Remember we were watching TV yesterday and we were wondering whether the background was a green screen or whether it was real. And
yes,
then we looked at a reflection, so that was a clear sign that it was actually a screen. So things like that with photographs as well. Another telltale approach is to look for features that are hard to replicate, like hands and ears, which even artists have trouble with. Now, AI is currently poor at rendering hands and ears. It mangles their shapes, proportions, and even the number of fingers sometimes. So keep an eye out for that. And finally, this one's for the tech
12 fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
Who has 12 fingers?
Kim Kardashian.
Really?
She has too much of everything. Anyway, the last tip really is for the tech nerd in you, because hidden within the code of digital images are nuggets of information that can help you pinpoint a fake. Now, every time a digital camera snaps an image, metadata is written into the image file. For example, timestamps led to questions about whether President Trump was in fact at work in the White House the day after revealing he had caught COVID-19 in October 2020.
Oh my.
So this is what the netizens do and press do as well. They check the metadata for accuracy. So I'm putting that article up to for you to kind of spot a fake or an altered image if you want to play detective. It's up on our Facebook page. It's Kiss92FM.
Anyway, speaking of Donald Trump, congratulations to the president because he just won the club championship as well as the senior club championship at Trump International.
Yes, I
saw him playing.
Love to play golf
Such
with
a
him.
Great golfer, man.
Ah, there you go.
I don't know if you're joking or if you're serious.
I'm serious.
Serious.
I'll show you in a while.
Yeah. Was he wearing a red cap?
Yes, he was.
Of course he was.
He plays golf.
He does.
Oh my God, he's such a good golfer.
With Glenn.
He's like a 2-handicapper, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, what?
Okay, coming up, headline news and sports.
Wake up in the morning. It's the way Singapore wakes up. Wake up, Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. Wake up in the morning feeling like it's 92's Big Show.
Good morning, Singapore. It's Glenn, Angel, and Kyle Ravin. Kyle.
Hi.
Having a good time so far?
Oh, I'm loving it. Loving it.
All right, we just might make this permanent.
Don't tell FD.
No, la, but with FD here as well.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't
that's
mean
a
he
lot.
Has to,
wow, okay.
I mean, we are the Big Show.
That's true.
And then you'll just
true.
Get bigger, just a bit more overweight, you know, because of me.
No, don't say that.
Kyle. Yeah. Okay, anyway, this hour, lots of things happening.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Breakfast Bingo coming up.
Oh, yes.
You've Breakfast been Bingo. Given responsibility of that.
Yes.
For this week, and it's your chance to win a 1 hour lesson plus a 30 minute practice session from Golf Wave. I feel like you have something to do with that, Glenn. Did you arrange this Golf Wave
there?
Have you gone to Golf Wave?
Yes, I have.
Any fun?
I get lessons there.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Anything golf has got Glenn on it.
Yes, that's true.
Screen golf.
Golfing,
you know,
Glenn.
You need to go to a good place when it comes to screen golf. And Golf Wave is definitely the place.
Yeah, because apparently they have simulation platforms which move according to the slopes of an actual golf course.
Yeah.
So you're going to feel like you're actually there.
And it's so conveniently located at Kalang
Wave Mall.
Kalang Wave Mall,
yeah.
And you know, there are many places parents can take their kids, you know.
Around that area.
Kids too at Kalang Wave Mall. Yeah. One of the places is Golf Wave. Of course, I mean, kids can get lessons there as well.
Is there a skating rink there? An ice skating rink?
Kalang Wave Mall?
No, it's got that rock climbing thing.
Oh, right.
You're thinking of Leisure Dome or what?
Maybe.
Which was like 40 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. Okay.
In fact, next month they've got their birthday deals. You've got discounts at
Golf Wave. Yes, that's right. Celebrating year two.
Yeah, so check out Golf Wave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, better still, what is it again? How much is it? About $100?
It is a one-hour lesson plus a 30-minute practice session worth $180. And then we also have the Battle of the Brands coming up. That's a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields.
Very interesting.
Happening to this hour.
Battle of the Brands, right? Mm. I mean, thanks to Shalini this week, because the first week I contributed.
That's right.
Food and beverage.
Uh-huh.
And then last week it was retail brands
yeah.
thanks to Angel. And this week, Shalini says, brands you can find in a heartland mall. And so yesterday we did Starbucks and the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf.
That's the theme.
Today, it's, I only recognize one brand.
Oh, okay. It's, what is it?
You guys,
food? Is it retail?
Food.
Oh, it's food.
Yeah, it's food.
Okay.
It's food as well. Okay, so that's coming up.
Yeah, you can also take part on our Instagram stories and vote for which you prefer out of the two brands.
Do that
also,
right away.
Just a reminder, at 8 a.m. today on The Big Show and The Big Show TV, the one and only Dr. Geraldine Tan. So
that's
lots to look forward
right.
to on the show today. All right, right now here's BB Rexha, Heart Wants What It Wants on KISS 92. But right now, let's play Breakfast Bingo!
Bingo!
Breakfast Bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
No Flying Dutchman here.
It's Kyle sitting in for the Flying Dutchman. And yes, on Breakfast Bingo, here's what you gotta do. You gotta give us a call, 669-10920. I'll give you five clues. You've gotta give me five words. If you're good with your opposites, then give me a call, lah.
Opposites.
Yeah. Opposites attract.
So it's a theme.
It's a theme today.
It's a Breakfast Bingo Ravin is at the helm. Opposite.
And it's your chance to win a one-hour lesson plus a 30-minute practice session worth $180 from Golf Wave. Now, they're celebrating their second anniversary next month, so head on down to their Kallang Wave Mall to enjoy some discounts. They offer the best indoor golf experience where you can try their simulation platform, which moves according to the slopes of an actual golf course. Sounds like fun.
Four! You know why golfers shout four? Okay.
To warn people that the ball is coming?
Yeah, but why four though?
I don't know.
Why four? Is that part of your like impossible
it's an
question?
F-O-R-E.
Yeah, why four? Tell us.
Why? Because usually it'll hit the forehead. You know? That's why you go four! Then you just cover.
So if it's coming from behind you, back!
He has a point.
You got to forewarn them, man. Yeah.
I was just making it up.
Yeah, I think so as well. I'll go look it up, though.
669-10920. That's the number you got to call. Breakfast Bingo.
Bingo, bingo, bongo.
Breakfast Bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
Alrighty. Nicholas, Christopher, how's it going? I hope you're ready. We're going to go into opposites today, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You've got 30 seconds. I've got five clues for you. Give me the opposites of whatever I'm saying. First one, white.
Black.
I want you to go outside.
Inside.
Yeah. Hey, I tested positive.
Negative.
Yes. I just won the silver trophy.
Gold.
Yes. Hey, don't buy pirated VCD, okay? Pirate.
Yeah! well done. Nicely done, Nicholas and Christopher. And you know what, Christopher? You have won that one-hour lesson plus 30-minute practice session. It's worth $180 from Golf Wave.
Yay!
Have you been there? Have you been there?
Yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay, nice.
Golfers, they play golf.
Nice.
So, Nicholas, do you know what a four is?
No, I don't know actually. I think my son knows.
Oh, okay. Oh, Glenn.
Christopher, what does four stand for?
No, he doesn't know.
Let me tell you. It means foresight.
Foresight.
You need to have the foresight to feel like the ball is coming in your direction and about to hit your forehead.
Don't believe everything you hear coming out of Glenn's mouth. Okay, guys, and have a great morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And that's Breakfast Bingo.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Glenn's top five.
Top five Facebook posts.
Yes.
At number five.
The secret to making your spouse or partner say, all night is duct tape.
Glenn, so mean.
Tasha, take note. Number four.
I would be 2 years sober if I had quit drinking 2 years ago.
Quick math. Number three.
Why do people say tuna fish sandwich? It's not like we say a chicken bird sandwich.
That's true as well, yeah.
Number two.
Camping. When you spend a small fortune to live like a homeless person.
Number one.
The urge to sing The Lion Sleeps Tonight is always just a whim away, 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 a whim away. All right, it's time to do this.
Bing, bing, bing.
Brands you can find in a Heartland mall. We did Starbucks versus the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf yesterday. Mm-hmm. Today it's Saizeriya versus Pastamania.
Oh, I've only ever eaten at Pastamania. Oh. Never eaten at Saizeriya.
I have not tried.
Saizeriya is awesome.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about Saizeriya.
My go-to thing, which Cheyenne likes as well, is the spinach with bacon.
Ooh.
It's not a bake. It's like a
The cheesy thing.
It's
like carbonara with spinach and bacon.
No, it's just a bowl of spinach.
I'm also thinking about the cream sauce.
There's no pasta in it.
No, there's no pasta.
I thought it was just spinach and bacon.
But you were also thinking cream sauce. I was also thinking spinach with like a cream sauce and bacon.
Right.
No.
Like cannelloni type.
They kind of blanch the spinach. They add bacon to it.
Oh, so it's a healthy thing.
Is it bacon bits?
It's salty. I don't know how healthy that is, but it's really good.
Are they bacon bits out of a bottle or are they real bacon?
No, real bacon strips. Okay, they've got this really nice hamburger thing there as well, like a hot plate with a hamburger steak on top and then cheese on top and then corn and then garden veggies.
It's a very Japanese thing.
Potato.
I mean, hamburger steaks is a Japanese thing.
Yeah, I think it's a Japanese brand.
It's a Jap Italian fusion restaurant.
Italian. So is there Japanese food as well? Not so much.
Wow, good question.
Okay, I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah. Okay, and of course, Pastamania is just all about pasta.
Yes, and that's old school, right? It's been around forever, Pastamania. Yeah.
Okay.
So let us know your thoughts. So WhatsApp us your voice note, okay? We need specifically a voice note, 8855-0920, for you to stand a chance to win a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields. They actually highly recommend skipping the fancy etiquette class and just going straight in with your hands for the best ribs in town.
Ooh. Okay.
There you go.
So, Saizeriya versus Pastamania. Which one do you prefer? Which one do you think is going to end up the winner today? 8855-0920. Peggy Goo right here on Kiss 92. It goes like, na, 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 na. Where is she? I follow Peggy Goo, you know?
Yeah, and tell us, where is she?
She's back in Korea.
Ah, okay.
She's back in Korea, but she's been having a wonderful time traveling the world, I have to say.
I'm sure she was front row at fashion shows and stuff like that, right? She's huge now.
She hasn't been like enjoying us. I mean, she's been working.
Okay.
Yeah, at least according to her social media. Anyways, it's Glen Angel and the Flying Dutchman.
Nope.
Oh, no, it's Carl Ravin.
That's right. Yeah, forget Carl so quickly. Yeah. You're becoming FD now.
I know. No, it's come on. You know I do these things deliberately. So people have been asking, where is FD? Where is FD? FD is on holiday. He's in Spain.
That's
Barcelona.
Right. And then he was at a castle recently,
He was at a very unique castle.
Pensacola or something, right?
Pensacola.
Pensacola.
Yeah. Pensacola.
No, that's in the US. This is Pensacola.
There is no such place.
He put it up on his Instagram. Go have a look.
Makes things up. You think I make things up? He makes things
FD
up all
took a
the time.
Photo with Pensacola.
He did.
Okay.
Go look at his stories.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, so Kyle Ravin will be sitting in for the Flying Dutchman for this entire week.
That's right. And it's now time to ask your question.
That's true. Okay. Let's do this.
Glenn's impossible question.
After 12 of these, we start over and do it again. After 12 of these, we start over and do it again. Let's start off with Kyle Ravin.
Yeah. Start drinking.
12 of what, though?
I like the way you think.
12 pints of beer.
12 pints of beer, start again. My goodness.
I'm with you, Kyle. But no. After 12. We'd be wrong. Angel.
I don't know.
After 12 of these, we start over and do it again.
Skip me.
Skip you. Okay. Shalini Susan.
Skip me.
What? You see what you've done?
What did I do? I'm not responsible for what Shalini does.
Cheyenne Lim.
Why are we all skipping?
That's why. Just go.
Isn't
for
it months?
You are right.
Oh,
months of the
it's
year.
Like common sense, right? Common sense.
How does she always get it?
After 12 of these, we start over and do it again. Months of the year.
Well done.
We should take Cheyenne to like quiz nights and stuff like that, right? We'd probably win.
And you should listen to Cheyenne. No. Why skip? Yeah. All right. Headline news and sports coming up next.
Waking up Singapore. Gotta get up, 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 up. The Big Show on Kiss 92. Gotta get up.
Good morning, Singapore. It's Glenn, Angel and Kyle.
Hello.
Sitting in for the Flying Dutchman.
Good morning. We're giving you the chance to win a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields because once again, we're pitting two brands against each other.
Which brands?
Oh.
Okay, let's do this first and foremost. It's Battle of the Brands time. Okay, so brands that you can find in Heartland Malls.
Mm-hmm.
Saizeriya versus Pastamania.
Oh. So I was looking up Saizeriya. It's actually a Japanese chain of family-style Italian Yoshoku restaurants. Yoshoku basically means Western-influenced Japanese food. Mm. So you'll get, Kyle, you've eaten there many times. So they've got like pastas, they've got steaks.
The hamburger steak.
They've got hamburgers. They've got salads, pizzas, I'm sure.
Escargot. Very affordable escargot.
And you were also saying there's wine there for like
$2.90. Less than $3.
Oh my goodness. I've never heard
In fact,
nowhere.
you know, Saizeriya, they've got the tag of La Buena Tavola. Which means family, friends gather to have fun meals while drinking wine and having a good laugh.
Oh, so they encourage this wine drinking.
They
I like
do,
it.
For sure.
Okay,
for sure,
and then we're pitting it against Pastamania, which is a homegrown, fast, casual restaurant chain that started in 1998 at Scott's Shopping Centre. Do you remember Scott's Shopping Centre?
Yes, I remember Scott's Shopping Centre, but I never went there for like pasta. You know what? Scott's Shopping Centre? I used to go there for the Odeon beef noodle.
Exactly. I used to go there for the beef noodles as well as the original. Scott's is after Hyatt.
Oh.
In between where Eggsla is now.
Right.
Yeah, so that's
what do you call me?
Oh, yes. Okay. Not every day, yeah?
it's where Scott Square is, no, right?
Yeah, Scott Square. Right. That's fair. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that was Scott's Shopping Centre. It had a basement with a food court and the best beef noodles in town.
Odeon beef noodles. Yeah. I think it was Odeon beef
noodles. I think everyone went there for beef noodles. Not sure where it was from. So who will it be? Pastamania or Saizeriya? We have one voice note.
Saizeriya. Oh, my God. I just love the escargots, man. Why pay so much to have escargots when you can get it nice and cheap in Saizeriya?
Saizeriya. That's how it's pronounced.
Oh, what did I say?
Saizeriya. Yeah, that makes sense as well.
It's like Saizeriya.
I don't think that's what it is.
I think Cheyenne said Saizeriya earlier on. Then I don't know why I went back to Saizeriya.
Saizeriya. We have Mall that has come in on our WhatsApp. Both my daughter and I love Pastamania and Saizeriya,
Saizeriya.
Pastamania has amazing alfungi pasta, while Saizeriya offers great pizza and escargot. But she votes for Saizeriya as it's wallet-friendly and boasts a great variety of food from steaks to pasta to baked rice to pizza and very popular among Gen Z students. So there you go.
Saizeriya. That's 2 points for Saizeriya so far.
No, it's only the voice note. Only the voice note. So, okay, keep those messages coming in. It's 8855-0920.
The score is 1-0 to Saizeriya.
Saizeriya.
What do you say?
Saizeriya.
It should sound a bit Japanese, right?
Saizeriya.
Because it comes from the comes from the word saize.
Saize.
I don't know what that means. Saize.
I've never even heard of the word saize.
You haven't heard of a lot of Japanese words. You don't even speak the language.
Ohio goes out. Yeah. Okay. So, Saizeriya.
Saize means. Oh, wrong. That's C. Sorry. Sorry.
Size 8.
Okay. Let's give PastaMania some love as well. I feel like we've been talking a lot about Saizeriya.
Because we can't pronounce his name. But PastaMania, yes, lots of love. I've only eaten there. I haven't eaten at the other place. They started out in 1998. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
1998. They've been around for that long. They have more than 50 outlets and they've expanded beyond Singapore.
Wait. They've got more than 50 outlets here in
regionally.
Singapore?
Regionally.
Okay.
So great that they've been able to expand beyond our little red dot. So kudos to them. They've lasted this long in a industry that's so hard to survive in. PastaMania, I love it. Okay. I love PastaMania.
I have to admit, I've heard of PastaMania, but it's only today that I'm hearing of Saizeriya.
Yes. Okay. But quite a few of our listeners actually have. Let's listen to some voice notes.
Morning. For me, would be Saizeriya. There is one brunch at United Square, really near Tan Tock Seng, and that's where me and my family gathered all the time, like 10 years ago, to discuss about my mother's newly diagnosed cancer. Mm. Yeah. So she had a stage 3 stomach cancer, and then we discussed, you know, everything from her diagnosis to a treatment plan, and then subsequently her chemotherapy and surgery and eventual recovery and remission.
Yay! Okay.
It's been 10 years and she's all good. So Saizeriya really holds a deep meaning in my heart.
Wow.
Oh, thanks for sharing that story. Wow. Really nice.
Happy place.
One more.
Guys, I definitely prefer Saizeriya because the food is good. The range is... The food they offer is... the range is not bad. Plus the ambience is nice also. The price there is very reasonable, whereas for PastaMania, you only get pasta, and so sad to say, the ambience is not that fantastic, and the price is not exactly cheap also. Thank you, have a nice day.
Oh, I think that's the first time someone has commented about...
PastaMania?
About the competition they're not voting for.
Yeah, that's true. And I like what she said. She said, PastaMania, they only serve pasta, and I'm like, well, it is called PastaMania.
That's true.
One more voice note.
It used to be PastaMania for me during my secondary school days. Mm. But now it's always Saizeriya because they have this portable menu that you can bring out. And then when you open it, it says grand menu. Oh. My son loves it.
Portable menu.
If we go to any malls, he'll tell me he wants to have the grand menu. Oh, and the escargots. Cheap and good. Okay, not that good. But for that price, okay.
Cheap and good, but not that good. But for the price, it's okay.
And what's this grand menu?
So they've got
two menus.
She says a portable menu and then a grand menu.
Well, I don't know about any menu that's not portable, but...
maybe you take the portable menu, walk around the mall, try and figure out what you want and then bring it back. I don't know.
Have you guys seen the grand menu? When was the last time you were at Saizeriya?
When I was living in Fairbank 4 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, it's a while.
Then Shalini and Cheyenne.
Last time, when was the last time you were at Saizeriya?
A few months ago.
Okay, did they have the grand menu? Any idea what the grand menu
is? Not that I remember. Is she trying to...
Cheyenne knows the grand menu.
Cheyenne, come on.
All right, Cheyenne.
No, I had Saizeriya like 2 months ago, I think. It's just the menu itself. It just says grand menu on the top.
Portable menu?
No. The menu is like it unfolds.
It's portable. Oh.
When you unfold the menu, it says grand menu.
Foldable menu.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what she said.
Right.
Maybe
so it's like a pop-up menu. You open the menu and it says grand menu.
I think it's like a threefold, a bifold kind of...
Trifold
menu.
Okay,
but I particularly like, in the whole crux of our conversations today, everyone has had different pronunciations. That was my favorite.
Saizeriya.
It's like, hey, Hari Raya is coming, right? What do you want to eat? I want to go Saizeriya.
Wait, hold on. But is it a halal restaurant?
No,
it's not. Okay,
PastaMania
is. Make that very clear.
But PastaMania is.
PastaMania
is? PastaMania is,
okay.
Yeah. So drop us a WhatsApp. It's 8855-0920 with your voice note, Saizeriya or PastaMania.
It's 919. Saizeriya versus PastaMania. So far, the score is Saizeriya 4, PastaMania 0.
Oh no, let's get some love for PastaMania. I think we got some voice notes.
Hey, big show. Saizeriya and PastaMania cater to different crowds and have different menu styles. PastaMania is more fusion, local fusion, and Saizeriya is more Japanese fusion. So yeah, but Saizeriya has my vote because it's cheaper, It's got more variety. It's got doria and rice, potato and all, and such. Yeah, you can have a meal. An adult can have a meal under $10. So, yep, definitely it's Caesarea. Thanks.
Wow, that's value for
money. It is value for money, yeah. Another voice note?
My wife loves both of them, and she's probably been the one who's introduced them both to me. But I think we both enjoy Caesarea a little bit more because we get more variety and more bang for buck. We get to order everything on the menu and pay less money than Pastamania. So go Caesarea.
Wow.
Go Caesarea. Wow. Mm. It's ahead by a long shot.
6-0. We've got one more.
Good morning, Kiss 92. What I like is Caesarea is they don't have GST, no service charge. Oh. I like this silent steak with $12.50. It's so cheap and goes with the red wine. $2.90. It's super cheap.
That is unheard of.
Wait. No service charge?
Correct. So Ashley Yeo also messaged in, bigger pasta portion, more variety, has drink all you can, more outlets now than Pastamania, and no GST, no service charge. Oh, and we've got one more voice note.
Okay, one more.
Good morning, Big Show. This is Janet. My vote will go to Caesarea because my kids love to frequent that place, especially they will always opt for the free flow of the ice cream and the drinks.
Huh. Wait, free flow
ice cream as well?
Squid ink pasta is very special. It's very delicious. The only bad thing about this is after eating the pasta, your whole mouth and teeth will look black.
Oh, yeah. But that's everything for squid ink. But yeah. Oh, my goodness. And apparently you can use all the cheese flakes you want.
Yeah.
So, my goodness.
You can finish a whole bottle of Tabasco.
Oh, I feel like we need to dine here at some point. Just bring $10.
Just, out of curiosity, let's check this
and
place out.
And $2.90 wine.
Since I've not been to Pastamania, I also want to check
Pastamania. You've never gone to Pastamania?
No.
Oh, ever.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, we need to compare the two.
Pastamania has really good lasagna. I got to give it
and
to
local flavors. Yeah. So if you're,
okay, so where is Pastamania then?
Oh, everywhere. Quite a few.
I think the 18 outlets, if I'm not wrong.
The one I know of, the last one I went to was probably in Cineleisure. I don't know if they still have it there. But yeah, there are quite a few. Google. Anyway, keep those voice notes coming in. 8855-0920, Caesarea or Pastamania.
Caesarea versus Pastamania. The score currently is 8-0 to Caesarea.
We're giving away a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields, and this is when we'll pick that winner. But first, let's listen to a couple more voice notes.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My vote will go to Caesarea because first thing first, Caesarea, the price is net. So that means even after you finish eating and you go to the counter to make payment, the price is same as what you see.
Mm. Right.
Secondly, they have drink bar, so you can have unlimited free flow on drink.
Yes.
Which like after cold drink, you can have a cup of coffee, have a chit chat with your friend, without any issue.
Yes.
Okay. What would the issue be?
People kicking you out and ordering
after
more.
After cold drink, you have hot drink, then you can have cold drink again in some places. But here you can.
Are you serious?
You can have cold drink, hot drink, then cold drink again, then hot drink again. I'm just joking.
What are you talking about?
You got me there, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's like once you have that hot drink, you can't
go back.
Nice
one, Kyle.
No issue.
I vote for Caesarea.
A
place for great comfort food in a comfortable place with prices comfortable to your pocket. My whole family loves it.
She's
I got one question.
Know?
Where did she record this?
I don't want to know.
She was sitting on the throne.
Oh, no. Okay. It's time to pick that winner for that $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields.
Yes.
And it goes to Wendy.
It used to be Pastamania for me during my secondary school days.
Ah, yes.
But now it's always Caesarea because they have this portable menu that you can bring out. And then when you open it, it says grand menu. My son loves it. So if we go to any malls, he'll tell me he wants to have the grand menu. Oh, and the escargots.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap and good. Okay, not that good. But for that price, okay.
Congratulations, Wendy!
Well done. Okay, congratulations. Wow. And what was the score for the voice?
10-0.
10-0. Oh my goodness.
10-0.
What was it on Instagram stories?
So on Instagram, Insta stories, the results are good, but not so good.
Oh, yeah? For Pasta Mania?
Very good, but not so good.
Okay, what is it?
Caesarea has 45%.
Oh.
No way.
Pasta Mania has more votes.
Wow.
Pasta Mania.
I like this. That's a nice balance.
Wow. Okay, well done to Pasta Mania then. Congratulations.
Pasta Mania right there. Come back.
Okay, we're
happy ending.
We're going to do this again tomorrow. I can't wait to see what brands we have. What is the theme? Heartland Malls.
Yes.
Places that you can find.
Yes, that's right. Brands. This is what Shalini came up with. Mm-hmm. Brands you can find in a Heartland Mall.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So for those of you who missed yesterday's Battle of the Brands, it was Starbucks versus Coffee Bean.
Correct.
Today it's Caesarea versus Pasta Mania. Tomorrow it's going to be...
Is it food related?
No, it's not food.
Oh, it's not food related.
Tomorrow
okay.
It will not be food.
Hey, guys, tomorrow I won't be around. Now.
Oh, yes, but you're going for
you
a very important sample.
Never mind, I'll tune in. I'll use the audio app.
And then you can vote on Instagram as well. For your brand as well, yeah. You can drop us a voice note as well. You can't win, but you can drop us a voice note.
Okay, I'll try.
How's that?
If I'm not too occupied.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Occupy yourself with what you need to be occupied with, but call us when you can.
I'll try.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you on Thursday. Yeah.
Thursday. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be back.
All right. Coming up, headline news and sports. Keep it right here.
Thanks so much for being a part of our morning. You can always head to YouTube or Facebook if you missed anything with Dr. Jerry. That's Kiss 92 FM.
We love you.
And full disclaimer, FD will be back. Everyone is panicking still. FD will be back. I'm just sitting in for him.
FD will be back. But speaking of love, we also want to send some love out to an 8-year-old boy whose birthday it is. He is, incidentally, the son of the lady that just won our Battle of the Brands.
Wendy, so, right?
Wendy's son. Mm-hmm. Kimmy is celebrating his 8th birthday, and we need to do this. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Kimmy.
Kimmy.
Happy birthday to you.
With Caesarea.
Happy birthday, Kimmy. Okay, here's our word of the day, counterintuitive. Now, counterintuitive basically means contrary to what common sense would suggest. Mm. Spell counterintuitive.
C-O-U-N-T-E-R-I-N-T-U-I-T-I-V-E.
Well done. Thank counterintuitive, your word of the day.
See, we worked as a team.
Yeah, you take half. Okay.
I appreciate this.
Okay, headline news and sports up next.
The best of the Big Show.
Yeah.
Kiss 92.